For the last 2 weeks, Madagascar has been in turmoil, fueled by widespread frustration over poor public services and political stagnation. Now things have escalated after some soldiers joined demonstrations in the capital, Antananarivo. They were met with loud cheers as they refused orders to open fire on the mostly youth-led protests that have been taking place. Before leaving their base in Swanyarana, just outside the capital, the soldiers made a clear call to the rest of the army to not shoot and stand with the people.
The urgency is the restoration of public order and the daily lives of all Malagasy people. We, the military, stand for the homeland. We protect the people and their property. And above all, we live peacefully within society.
The ongoing protests are considered one of the largest movements Madagascar has seen in years, led mostly by Gen Z. The demonstrations began at the end of September, sparked by ongoing power cuts and water shortages. But what started as frustration over basic services has turned into anger over corruption, unemployment, and what many see as a broken government.
We've suffered too much for years. What we experienced here in Madagascar is not something that any human being should go through. It was hell. There was no water, no electricity. And once you ask for what you want, they give you tear gas.
The Prime Minister has urged the nation to stay calm, warning that more divisions could push the country into a deeper crisis. But it seems like that crisis is already here as frustration boils from all quarters.